Coach, it was quite a debut last week at the Carrier Dome. 21 goals, beat Colgate, an offensive explosion, namely Chase Scanlon, but it seems like everybody contributed to that one.
Yeah, we had nine guys score goals, and Stephen Rafis had seven assists, so good day offensively for the Orange.
Chase Scanlon, seven goals in his Syracuse debut. We had heard so much about him and the stories about the 22, and as you know as well as anybody, that carries a little bit more weight, but were you even surprised to see that from him in his first game, or is this something you'd been seeing at practice?
Well, I got to say that I'm a little bit surprised and not surprised. You know, I think that anytime you put up that number of goals, especially in your first game of the year, it makes for some excitement. But you're right. I do see him find the back of the net many times in the course of a day at practice. So we know he can finish, and I think he got one or two off of dodges and got one or two off of good rides by the rest of the team. So a nice array of scoring in different ways.
Chase, one of four players that you have, Coach, on the Tworthon Award watch list to start the season, along with Tucker Dordovic, Brendan Curry, and Nick Mellon. To have four players on that preseason watch list shows you not only the talent but the balance you have on this team throughout each position.
Yeah, we, I've been talking for a couple of years about how we've played some younger players over the last year and two, and we're just hoping that experience is going to pay off, and these guys have seen a lot of game experience, so we're hoping that, come game time here, they're going to perform like we hope they will.
We mentioned Nick Mellon, their coach. We know he's not going to play against Binghamton. Tell me about, that injury, how you're monitoring it, and how the defense will adjust without him.
Well, I've talked to Troy Geralt, our trainer, and he's talked to the doctors, and it's going to be a week-by-week thing, and everybody reacts differently to the type of injury that he's had, so we're just hoping it's going to be sooner than later. It's not going to be tomorrow. We've got to give it a little bit of time, and we're just hoping to get him back as soon as we can.
While we're on the defensive discussion here, Coach, have you found a pattern early in the season? Are offenses typically ahead? Do defenses need time to catch up? You get to play indoors, so you have an advantage there. Maybe teams that play outdoors, it could be the other way around. But do you find that there's a certain unit on the team that maybe is a little behind to start the season?
Yeah, we don't like giving up that many goals, but the way that Colgate got those goals, some of it was guys going from the offensive end of the field to the defensive end and substituting when they shouldn't to give the other teams numbers going at their offensive end. So they scored a number of different ways, and they had a couple of individuals step up and have a good day. So it's, the transition piece, you do tend to give some of those up early in the year. On the other hand, to clear the ball like we did 22 times in a row, without a turnover, that's very, very unusual for this time of year. And that's the defense getting the ball out to the other end of the field. So there were some good things. To have just 10 turnovers on the day, that's unusual for this time of year. So who knows? But like you said, it's the Carrier Dome, and it's controlled environment, temperature. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Coach, last year we kind of saw the dynamic between these two, and it carries over at the face-off X, but tell me how you think you're off to a start with Jacob and Danny and what kind of element they're going to bring at the face-off X this year, because they seem to be two totally different type of styles.
They are a little bit different. Coach Donahue has worked with these guys for two, three, 4 years in some cases, so they're well-prepared. Very detailed-oriented. Has done a lot of research and a lot of reps with these guys. And now Tommy Contanza is working with us, and he's got these guys and adding a little different flair to it. So these guys have some good experience, and we've got some terrific wings. With Mellon out, we're going to have to use Kennedy down low more often on close defense. We'll bring him up on the wings occasionally. Jared Fernandez is terrific on the wing with Helmer, fifth-year guy out there. So we've got some good experience not only facing off but on the wings also.
Coach, we mentioned guys like Chase and Tucker and Brendan and kind of the headliners, if you will, but you've always got a few players that are ready to kind of emerge from the pack. And I wanted to ask you about Owen Siebold and what he's doing at practice. He's kind of that fourth attackman, and he's just behind, three very talented players there. It's good to have depth at a position like that. But what kind of season do you think he can have, and what kind of contributions can he make for you?
Yeah, he gives us a different look. He's a probably a 6'3" attackman, 195 pounds, a good dodger, has been doing a good job, in practice all year long, has stepped up. Obviously, had Chase not come in, he would be the third starter right now. I think we've got to get him out there a little bit more than, what we did, against Colgate. So I think you're going to see him more against Binghamton. He's done a good job. He's worked hard for a few years. And, we've got to get him out there in the game situation.
You mentioned Binghamton. They're up next at the Dome, 2 p.m. faceoff on Saturday. Tell me about this Bearcats squad and what kind of challenge they'll present for you.
Well, I think they're a pretty young group. They've got number 25, Cher, I would say is probably their best attackman as far as a dodger goes. 45, Roderick, is more of an inside player, but he's 6'4", 190, so he can create some matchup problems. And McKinney is one of their only lefties on attack, number 12. Right now, they're in the midfield. They're a freshman, and a sophomore, so 4-7-2. So they're a little bit inexperienced there, but athletic. And we're just going to have to take it one goal at a time and make sure we play play some solid defense. This is a game where I think that we want to focus on ourselves a little bit more than the other team and just try to be stingy defensively and execute well offensively and just try to get better. It's only our second game of the year.
Coach, thanks for the time. As always, we'll talk to you again next week. Good luck this Saturday.
Okay, Brent. Appreciate the call.